Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I want to talk to you about electrified progress. How do you take what you do every single day and take it to that next level so that you can finish your day and be like, wow, look at what I've accomplished. And then over time, you see how the success of each day, the outcomes of them and the momentum of what you're achieving each and every day adds up to this huge wow component over time, whether it be a matter of weeks, months, or a year or years. And you just see how much you've grown individually, personally, but also how much you've been able to achieve, how much your business has grown, how much your career has grown, how much your relationships have grown, your health, your wealth, all of those aspects have just electrified and grown through the roof. So I'm going to tell you what I have been experimenting with over the last 35 years to identify what's the absolute best optimum way for me to be able to achieve those things. And hopefully you will see how you can embed some of these principles into your own daily life and achieve an exceptional, phenomenal difference in what it is that you're doing right now. So for me, in order to get up and get stuck into my day as quickly and as efficiently as possible with focus is super important. And so I'm going to tell you the end and then work backwards as to how I achieve it. So I want to be able to get into my day knowing that by the end of the day, I've achieved a lot. So I need to start being very focused, because many people, well, let me just outline what I used to see corporately. So people would start anywhere between 7 to 9 a.m. People come in, they're getting there right on whatever their start time is. They then go and get a coffee. They then, stand around and talk. They catch up with people in their area about the weekend, etc., etc. And there would be a good half hour or so that goes by. They sit down at the desk and they're then trying to sort out what are they going to do for the day, what are they going to do for the week, etc. And I guarantee you that there'd be 60 to 90 minutes that goes by before any real productive time takes place. Now, if I'm doing that in my business, then that's just a waste of time. So what I want to do is know that, okay, these are the clear objectives, the 5 objectives that I want to achieve today. They're scheduled out. I make sure that I know what I'm doing, when I'm doing it. And yes, okay, here's a period of time where I need to be focusing, and this is what I focus on. Bang, let's go. And either you put a timer on or you're just watching the clock and knowing that this is what needs to be done. And then I know that as soon as I get up in the morning. Most people don't know what they're going to do when they walk into the office. Not to the extent that, okay, I'm going to put complete focused energy into this. People turn up and they do stuff, but they don't do it as efficiently or as focused as they can. And so that's how I want to approach the start of my day. And then keep moving consistently through the day with that same sort of energy so that I can get more done. And so let's go back to the start and say, well, how do I achieve that? Well, if you're a long-term listener, you'll know that my key driving force for everything that I do in life revolves around my health. And so that means having a sustainable, consistent program that I do all year round, and it's just a lifestyle that I live rather than a program that I'm following. So what that means is it starts with my food. first of all, I'm eating either 5 or 6 highly nutritious meals every single day. That means that I'm having, plenty of plant-based food. I'm having my protein. I'm having my high-energy carbohydrates where that's necessary for what it is that I'm having as part of my program and training, etc. But I'm doing that every single day. Very little processed food, and making sure that I'm preparing my meals and that they're all in my freezer, they're ready to go, so that I don't have to worry about, what am I going to eat now? I know what I'm going to eat because I've mapped it out. I've done it over the weekend. I know that the food is there, ready to go, and boom, it's just easy. It's a case of just doing it. The implementation is easy. So that's the first part. The next part is while we're on the food side of things, making sure that I'm drinking sufficient amounts of water. So what I do is I make sure that I'm drinking 3 liters of water a day. If that's too much for you, then you start wherever you are and just do it consistently and try and add 250 mils a week extra and just be consistent with it. And you want to be having at least, like the average adult needs to consume about 2.6 litres of water per day. So that's the water. And then supplementation. Look, a potential minefield there, but there are certain supplements that I take every single day. And I'll tell you the ones that I take. Don't just rush out and take these ones. It is an individual thing. It depends on your health, other medications you're on and so forth. But I take fish oil, either in a liquid form or fish oil capsules. I do that twice a day. I make sure that I'm having omega-3 with every single meal. So whether that comes in the form of something like flax meal, sometimes flaxseed oil, that kind of stuff. But with each meal, I'll have some of that. I take a multivitamin, I take a vitamin D, I take a magnesium tablet to help with cramping, and right now, it's my red meat. Our consumption has been down for the last couple of weeks. I'm taking an iron supplement to see if that has an impact on rebuilding up those iron stores. And so I'm consistent with those every single day, though. Every single day I take those things. And for me, supplements are about an insurance policy, filling in those voids, because you're consuming the food and you're hoping that you're getting the nutrients from your food, but we don't necessarily know what we're getting, mainly because there's no label to say what the nutrient value is. Is it 100%? Is it 70%? Is it 50%? Is it 10%? How long has it been sitting on the shelf with your fresh food, etc., etc.? So for me, it fills in the gaps of those. If it's a little bit down the food, then it's going to pop it up. If it's already there, then you're just going to wee out the difference. But for me, I find it works really well. You just got to be consistent. Don't just go out and take anything and everything, no. And so that sort of takes care of the food side of things. As far as the sleep goes, super, super important. You've got to be getting, ideally a minimum of 6, but you can get up to 8 hours sleep, depending on your age, even a little bit more than that. You've got to be consistent. And so having consistent sleep patterns, all that sort of stuff, so that you're getting quality sleep, restful sleep, and you're doing it on a regular basis. So don't go to bed at different times and be all over the place. You've got to be consistent with it. For me, if I could get 8 hours sleep, I would perform much clearer, I suppose, just with my schedule and my kids' commitments and so forth. I tend to get probably 6 to 7. Some days I only get 5, like kind of a Friday to Saturday, I only get 5 hours sleep, and I try and catch up with a nap there just because of timing of things I need to do in the US, etc. But that's sort of the key there. And so then we get to the physical aspects of looking after the training of your body and so forth. You can't just expect to be sitting down or just walking around doing a particular job and expect that that's enough for you. We must be doing strength training. We've got to look after our muscles, because as we get older, they atrophy, which means that they waste away. So we've got to make sure that we look after them. If your muscles waste away, what's that mean? You become weaker. The weaker you become, the more prone you are to injuries and aches and pains and and so forth, and it will restrict you functionally. If you don't believe that, just have a look at elderly people. I'm talking about people in their 70s, 80s, 90s and beyond. They're normally frail, they're in pain, they're struggling to do things functionally for themselves, and part of that is to do their body is just breaking down. But if you stay focused on getting in the proper type of training for you at your age and injuries and personal situation, then you can be functionally strong for much longer and look a lot younger as well. Your body will feel fantastic and look better as well. So for me, 3 strength sessions a week. I'm very focused. I make sure that I've got a program for the entire year. I map out a program for the entire year. I break that down into 12-week training blocks. I make sure I have a week off after each 12-week block. And you know, I've got goals associated with why I'm doing what I'm doing, so that every single workout I go in there, I'm focused and I know what I'm doing. 99.9% of the global population do not have goals in general, but specifically don't have goals around their health and wellness. So guess what? They pretty much stay where they are. Get burnt out from it, don't keep doing it and go off and do something else. Most people just do cardio, but they'll do cardio without a goal too. So anyway, that's the strength training. 3 days a week works well for the global population. Doesn't have to be like a 90-minute workout or anything like that. You can do anything from a 10-minute workout, 20-minute workout, or a little bit more. Mine tend to be 45 minutes to an hour, depending on, you know, the session that I'm doing. And then in terms of the cardio, I'm doing what I'm doing right now. I'm out walking. You can hear I'm puffing a little bit, and my pace is up a little bit more this morning, but I'm not jogging, I'm not doing anything like that. I hate that sort of stuff. It's hard on the joints. The older you get, the more residual issues you find from the constant pounding. So I don't do that. I'm just out walking. The key is to find something that you really love doing. I would suggest that on your alternate days where you're not doing your strength training, you get out and do that. For me, get out and do a walk, record a podcast, have some fun, get some mental clarity, and get some, you know, wind in my face, some sun on my face, and just feel good about being alive and doing something for me. And find what you love and do it. And maybe have one day of rest where you don't do exercise really much at all, just incidental stuff. So for me, that was yesterday. I think by the end of the day, I think I'd done about 8,000 steps, but maybe a little bit less, but it's all incidental stuff, not, you know, purposeful. Okay, I'm going to go out for a walk and, you know, do that kind of thing. The key is consistency, but you've also got to rest yourself. So that's really important. So that takes care of the physical you. Takes care of the nutrition of you. It takes care of the rest for you. So then it comes down to, well, what's also going to help you be focused in the morning? How do you know what you should be working on? So this, if you're a long-term listener, I know I'm covering things that I've mentioned before, but it's really important because most people don't do this still, even after I tell them and they say, oh yeah, that's a good idea, but 99% of people won't do the work. But I'm talking to the top 1% here, and so hopefully more of you will do this. So I have a little app I use. You don't need an app to do it, but I use an app to track my 5 priorities for the day ahead. So I do this task every day. It doesn't matter, weekend, 7 days a week it happens. So I go through and I look at what are the 5 priorities that I want to achieve tomorrow. What are they? What exactly do I want to achieve? And I write them all down. And so when it comes to the next day, I have to tick them off as being done. Now, so let's say I've set the 5 priorities. Then what? I take those 5 priorities and then I schedule time in my Google Calendar to complete those 5 priorities. Now, if you've been listening to me for the last week, you'll hear that I haven't been 100% successful in getting everything done of those 5 priorities. And I'm getting 3, 4 done, but I'm not getting the 5 done a day. And so that's forced me to look at why is that happening. And you can go back and listen to some information I've spoken about there. But you set yourself up for success then, and you schedule it in your calendar. And then when it comes to the day, so I did that last night, and then it comes to the day and say, okay, right now I've got scheduled that I need to be walking. So that's what I'm doing. I'm walking. When I go back home, I'll have breakfast and I will do my 15 minutes of strategic thinking for the day. And then I'll get into my next task. The five priorities that I set from the night before are blocked out in the calendar and I know exactly what it is that I'm doing. Now that gives you so much more clarity and focus than let's get up today and say, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, okay, I'll work on this and oh, yeah, I'll work on that. If you're not clearly thinking about and strategically about what is that thing I need to be working on today, I have a couple of rules. One is this a money generating time that I'm spending on? Because if you're running a business, that's where you want to be spending most of your time, revenue generating activities. And if it's not a revenue generating activity, is it something that I need to do at all? Is it something that I can outsource? What is it? And so I do that. And the second one is, what would my coach say? What would my coach do right now? And then that helps me really streamline what it is that I'm doing, what I should be doing, and it really helps put that reality check over, am I being as efficient and as focused as I could be? One of the dangers is we want to focus on the easy stuff. So it's going through the emails, it's getting lost in all of that stuff without realizing that, well, no, actually, I don't need to do that. And then you get distracted by certain things. And if you're in an office environment, you get distracted by the staff that come and ask you questions or the direction that you need to be providing. If you're on you get a phone call and you want to take the phone call, you need to make sure that you've got, either the phone on do not disturb or it goes to a message bank or something like that, that you don't check your email only certain times of the day, etc. I only check mine about 3 times a day now, which was tough to start with, easier now. So little things like that can just help you create more focus, but it starts the day before. Setting yourself up for success, blocking out your calendar, and then sticking to it, getting the work done. That is my formula for success. And then at the end of the day, I analyze, how did I go? And I rate my day. Did I get all of my 5 priorities done because I ticked them off? No, I didn't. So I rate out of 10 my overall day, what I achieved for the day. What was it? Usually for me, it's a 7, 8 or a 9. Sometimes it's a 6, that's rare. But it's not a 10 because there's always an improvement opportunity. Okay, so then rate my effort. Did I put in a 100% effort? And certainly lately, I think the highest I've gone is a 9, but often it's an 8. So it's like, well, I did really well up to this point, but then this is what happened in terms of my effort. And you've got to be really honest with yourself, because it's easy to say, oh yeah, I was 10 today. No, you weren't. You're rarely going to have those days where it was a 10 day and your effort was 10, because there's always an opportunity to say, well, I could have done more here at this time. I wasn't as efficient at this time because this happened and I wasn't concentrating and maybe I was too tired and something happened and you weren't where you really wanted to be. It's a really interesting process if you're 100% honest with yourself, because that's what it's about. It's about getting improvement and efficiency for you, because we want to electrify your productivity and progress, not just say, oh yeah, today was okay. We want to prepare you to success and to that next level. So they're my thoughts as to how I do it. And trust me, it really works. You've got to be really focused and you've got to do it every day. And then you'll find that one level of success leads to the next. All right, stay safe, everybody. If you want to connect with me, you can go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay focused and efficient. See you tomorrow.